I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. A U.S. drone aircraft attacked a target inside Pakistan today. Some news organizations are reporting that the attack killed a senior al-Qaeda leader, but there's been no official confirmation or clarification. One report quotes an unnamed U.S. official who would only say the target was not Osama bin Laden or his deputy. It is a graphic reminder of the not-so-secret war being waged from the air by the United States in Pakistan. Noah Schachtman of Wired Magazine is just back from a close-up look at the drone war. He's in New York. So, Noah, tell us where you were and what you saw.
I was in a undisclosed location in, quote-unquote, Southwest Asia. It's an undisclosed location you can find pretty easily on Google.
Okay, so not so secret.
Yeah, so, well, it's like semi-secret. Okay. And the facility itself was classified, and I needed to get an interim secret clearance from the Air Force in order to get on base. But I can tell you what I saw there,
yeah.
Which is, you know, this drone war in Pakistan, which has been sort of allegedly credited to the CIA and therefore, you know, is so secret that it can't be talked about. In fact, the regular U.S. military is actually playing a role in this drone war in Pakistan.
What does this place look like where you were at?
The particular facility I'm talking about is a converted medical warehouse. It's, I'm going to guess, like maybe 80 feet long, maybe longer.
Kind of in the middle of nowhere or near any sort
no,
of
it's
city?
In the middle of this big U.S. base that shows up on Google, but you can't talk about.
Right.
And it's surrounded by a bunch of big, high concrete walls, and you need to get a special pass from a special heavily armed guard within the base in order to walk into this place. And the lights are all turned down low, and at the front of this converted warehouse is a giant screen that has digital maps of both Afghanistan and of Iraq. And marked on those maps are teal dots marking the position of every aircraft, every U.S. and every NATO aircraft above Afghanistan and Iraq. But there's a couple of aircraft that aren't exactly above Afghanistan. In fact, they're a little bit east of Afghanistan, next door in Pakistan. And so I had been told for a while that the U.S. military was involved in this drone war, but there was sort of visual confirmation of it right there.
Do you have any sense, though, of how many drones we're talking about in the airspace over Pakistan? And how does the U.S. kind of manage them all?
So the U.S. has exactly 39 orbits or air patrols of drones over what's called the U.S. Central Command area, basically the Middle East and Central Asia.
And does that mean 39 actual drones, or these are 39 kind of clusters of many other drones?
It's 39 clusters, but basically you can figure about 39 are up at any one given time.
Okay.
And that's the number. Some of those drones are put under the operational control of the CIA for a certain amount of time, but there are 39 orbits and they belong to the U.S. military. The U.S. military also has to keep an eye on where all those drones are. They can't just let them fly around, just like you wouldn't want to have planes fly around over LaGuardia Airport or Logan Airport, right? There's some measure of air traffic control that the U.S. military has to exert. And thirdly, you know, when those planes are flying around and are heavily armed and dropping bombs and missiles, you can't just have that happen willy-nilly. There needs to be some kind of central control or at least some awareness by the U.S. military that that stuff is going on. So it's yet another way that the U.S. military sort of supervises or looks over all of the drone flights over Pakistan.
Okay, so a little difficult to kind of square off boxes and say the CIA is in charge of this part of the war and the Defense Department is in charge of that part of the war. But from what you saw, Noah, do the drone attacks on Pakistan fit seamlessly with the operations in Pakistan as kind of a separate conflict to the war in Afghanistan?
Well, there are certainly very different rules that apply from Afghanistan to Pakistan. You know, in Afghanistan, the airstrikes have got to be very tightly constrained. You know, you really can't drop a bomb in Afghanistan without layers and layers and layers of approval. And you have to be very careful about civilian casualties. In Pakistan, if the media reports are at all correct, you know, you're having 2, 3, 4 dozen people get killed at a time in these drone attacks. And let me tell you, they are not all terrorists or militants. There's got to be some civilians involved when you're getting that many people killed at once. So there's a very different feel to the air war in Pakistan, and they don't seem to be taking the kind of care that they do in Afghanistan.
Noah Shachtman of Wired Magazine, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
You can hear a longer version of that interview on our weekly technology podcast. To listen or subscribe, just go to theworld.org/technology.